strolling through the Pacific Mall one day, and then he filled out an entry form, and his form was selected from among thousands of entrants, and he won the grand prize giveaway. So joining me today is on the phone Donnie Cacciamese, the CEO and president of DMC Transmissions, and of course the winner, Kevin Chafin of Chafin Law Offices. Welcome both of you to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Donnie. How are you doing? Thanks so much for joining us. I know you're slammed busy over there at DMC Transmissions, but just what made you come up with the idea of a giveaway for the community that you would conduct in the mall over at Pacific View?
Well, essentially, Bill, every Tuesday evening between 5 and 5:30 during our Horsepower for Half an Hour program, I kind of share with all of our listeners that anybody who finds themselves in a position where they can't afford their regular car maintenance because they're out of work or that the economy is so horrible, that if they show up between the first two people between the hours of, or between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, there are no questions asked, there's no strings attached, there's no quiz to pass. If you just come in and say, look, Donnie, I'm really struggling, and I need to have my car serviced so I can get my kids to and from school or whatever, you know, we bring it in, we take care of it for you at no charge, and we wish them nothing but the best. It has been so well received that my wife and I got together, and we thought, you know, let's take this a step further. And we'll offer to some lucky person, not only are we going to take care of it for you on some random morning, but for the rest of the year, for one full year, we're going to take care of your maintenance, lube oil and filter, tire rotation, that sort of thing. And it was enormously well received. And it's a way for us to, I know a lot of people find it hard to believe, but it's just a way for us to give back. We've been embraced here in the Ventura community for the past number of years, and it's just a way for us to say thank you to our community, to give back a little bit, and to be a part of someone's solution.
Well, the community has been kind to you and to your wife, Susie. You guys have a thriving business over there. Tell me, how much is the prize valued at for a lube and oil and change and tire rotation for an entire year?
Depending on the vehicle, be upwards of $540.
$540. Well, we know the winner, Kevin Chafin, has got a luxury car because he himself is an attorney. Kevin is the lead attorney in the eponymously named law firm Chafin Law. Chafin Law Offices provides personal, aggressive, and cost-effective representation to individuals and businesses throughout the state of California. They assist clients in a variety of legal needs. They offer both contingent and hourly service. Their practice areas are diverse, and they're admitted to practice law in the California state courts, the United States district courts located here in California, as well as the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and the United States Supreme Court. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, congratulations, first of all, to you on winning the DMC Grand Prize. Tell us the story. How did you enter? I mean, you were just walking through the mall one day and somebody, come on over here. I've got something for you to sign.
I was pushing my new baby girl through the mall, doing my part to stimulate the economy here locally. And there was a nice gentleman, young man there setting up a booth. I normally don't sign up for anything, but I took about 5 minutes and talked to him, and he told me this was a family business and told me what they were doing, so I threw my card in the hat and got the call a couple months later.
Wow, that's great. Now, when did you enter, and how long did it take before you found out that you won?
I want to say it was about 3 months ago, and I think I found out about 8 weeks later.
Okay, so it took, yeah, that's great. There were thousands of entrants into this, and you should have gone to Vegas, you know, with those kinds of odds.
I wish I'd bought a lottery ticket.
That is true. Now, Donnie said the prize is worth about $500 to $550, depending on the car. You're a big-time attorney. What do you drive, a Beamer? Do you drive a Mercedes? Do you drive a family van? What?
Well, I just sold my 89 Bronco that was painted with the stars and stripes after 9/11 and moved into my first Cadillac.
First Cadillac. Well, congratulations. I hope you bought it over at Bunnan Automotive Group.
You know what? I bought it right. I bought it 7 years old for 20% of the original sticker price with 8,000 miles. I only do it right.
There you go. I love to hear that. We're talking to Kevin Chafin, everybody. He's got his own law firm here in town. He's also the lucky winner of the DMC Transmissions Grand Prize giveaway. Tell me a little bit about your law firm. First of all, how long have you been practicing law here in Ventura?
I grew up in the area here. I went to school at Pepperdine, and I've been out and practicing for 13 years now.
Been out. It's like you escaped from Pepperdine. Okay.
Yeah, 7 years, actually undergraduate in law school in Malibu. It was the toughest 7 years of my life.
It sounds grueling, and our heart goes out to you. That beautiful campus overlooking the ocean and that great green lawn that they have in the front. So you went to both undergraduate and law school at Pepperdine.
I did. Pepperdine is actually a school affiliated with the church that I grew up going to, so I had a natural connection to go there, and once I got down there, couldn't figure out anything better to do after college, so I stuck around for law school.
Stuck around for law school. All right. Now, since then, you've been admitted to practice law in the state of California, but also the U.S. District Courts, including the Ninth Circuit Courts of Appeal. I mean, that sounds pretty impressive right there. How does one go about getting admitted to practice law in these courts?
Well, the state court is a matter of attending law school and passing the bar. And the district courts, if you're admitted in state, you just apply and get in. However, for the courts of appeal and the United States Supreme Court, you have to be sponsored by current members in good standing. So when I had a case that looked like it was going to the Supreme Court, I reached out to some other professionals, including some law professors who knew me, and they sponsored me, and then I was admitted.
All right, now time out. I know that lawyer-client confidentiality, you can't talk about specifics of the case, but you've already, in your short practice, had a case that's gone to the U.S. Supreme Court?
I had one prepared to go that it was not granted certiorari to go, and then I have one now that, depending on the outcome, it's in the pipeline. It's a pretty major case, involves some major constitutional issues, and depending on, in fact, I would imagine whoever loses will appeal. And so in order to be prepared to go to the Supreme Court, you get registered ahead of time.
Well, we're talking to Kevin Chafin, everybody. His firm is Chafin Law Offices. And this brings up an interesting point. So you've got all of these cases that have the potential of going to the Supreme Court. What types of law do you specialize in over at Chafin Law Offices?
I have spent most of my practice involved in business litigation, business fraud, employment law, some major personal injury cases over the years, and the types of issues that are issues that would go to the Supreme Court would be things such as there's a case I'm involved in now, State Ammunition versus the State of California, attempting to overturn AB 962 as an ammunition ban. And we're claiming that ban actually infringes on the Commerce Clause, the United States Constitution. And so, and also the Second Amendment.
I was just going to ask you about the Second Amendment. Okay.
And does. And in that case, we anticipate that it will be appealed if we win. And so, we'll be ready to go all the way to the end of it.
All right. Now, being not a lawyer myself, what is the AB law, the local law, or the state law that you're contesting here?
Sure. AB 962 is California legislature's effort to say that you must show up, give fingerprints, background information, and ID in order to buy what they consider handgun ammunition. They fail to define handgun ammunition, and that ban means that people outside the state of California can no longer sell ammunition to people who live here and have a full right, not just a moral right, but obviously a constitutional right, to defend themselves and buy ammunition. So California, in its wisdom, has passed this law essentially trying to tell everyone around the country what they should do. And State Ammunition, along with a couple of the other plaintiffs in the case, feel that not only does that violate their rights, but their customers' rights, and have decided that they've frankly had enough of gun law after gun law after gun law here with no statistical evidence to support that any of them are effective. So this has been a case filed in federal court. It's pending now, and it's suing the state of California, saying, you can do what you want to your own citizens as long as it doesn't violate the U.S. Constitution, but you especially cannot tell people around the country what to do.
Sounds very interesting, and it sounds like it has the potential of going all the way. First question for you, are you packing heat today?
No comment.
Just spoken like a lawyer. We're talking to Kevin Chafin, everybody. So in the couple minutes that we've got left, Kevin, you've got some fascinating cases that you're talking about here. If you had to say what makes Chafin Law Offices special, how would you say it sets itself apart from other law firms in town?
Every case that comes in the door is vetted by me personally. I handle them myself. I do have associates and employees that I bring in. We're not a mill. We only take cases that we believe in, and every client that we sign up to represent, we represent just as if it was ourselves or a family member. And in fact, frankly, we put our clients first even better than we would treat ourselves. It's just a philosophy that I've picked up and learned starting in church and at Pepperdine and continue with that. So there are clients that I've met over the years, the 13 years, who are still friends today from the past, and that reward, regardless of the outcome of the cases, which has always been great. I have yet to lose a jury trial.
Congratulations.
Knock on wood. Thank you. And, you know, you don't win all the time, but we've had some great successes, and we've met a lot of really good people from the area here and been able to help them over the years.
All right. Now, if people like what you're saying, they're hearing the sound of your voice right now, they might have a legal problem of their own, or maybe just need some consultation, where would you direct them to go?
I think that the best place to go at first is chaffinlaw.com, chaffinlaw.com. I've got an interactive web page set up. Depending on your type of case, there's an online questionnaire. I'll analyze and return calls right away and get back. Also, in general, the one thing that I've learned is the first person in my family to go to college or law school. I didn't know a lot of lawyers growing up. There's a lot of confusion to the legal system. Frankly, business owners, even attorneys, there's a lot of confusion in the legal system. It's so complicated. I don't want anyone to ever get into legal trouble because they didn't have a couple basic answers up front. So I always encourage people to call me, have a few minutes of free consultation, sometimes longer, to at least point them in the right direction. If I can help them, great. If I can't, I refer them to whoever else can help them. But we've always been open to people calling for just basic questions, just the basics.
I think that is great. We're talking to Kevin Chafin, everybody. He's the CEO of Chafin Law Offices here in Ventura. But more importantly, he's the lucky winner of the DMC Transmissions grand prize giveaway of a free oil, lube, and tire rotation for an entire year worth about $550. Yeah, Kevin says they only take cases that they believe in, and he puts his clients first. I think that's very admirable. Thank you, Kevin, so much for being a guest here on Brainstorming.
Thanks.
With Billy the Brain. We'll
nice
talk
to
you down the road.